LNB's audio diary for the 4th of December, 2023. It is a Monday, and I'm heading into town to hit the shelter and take care of the rabbit and the guinea pig. It is after 8 o'clock right now, and I meant to get out of here about 20 minutes ago, but a lot of things at home got in the way. And one thing after another, and you know, that's just how it is sometimes. There's no set time that I have to be there, but I like to get there early so I can get out early. But that's, you know, whatever it is. And I took care of all the heavy lifting yesterday. I took care of the guinea pig. I did his bedding and everything else, and that's time consuming and messy. And I had to go, and well, I didn't have to, but I went out and I bought some pellets for them, you know, another couple bags of the bedding pellets for the rabbit and the guinea pig. Those are like wood, compressed wood pellets, and because they were out. And I can leave that on a list, and they will take care of it, but it usually takes time, and it's expense for the organization. And a lot of times they end up with a product I don't like. And if I'm going to be the one dealing with it, I'm going to get what I want to get. So I would rather pay for it and get what I want rather than, you know, just accept what someone else gets. So, hey, if I'm the one taking care of the animal at least a couple of days a week, I'm going to get what I'm comfortable using, what that I like for them. So that's how I look at it. And they're getting it for free. If they don't want me to do that, they can say otherwise. That means that I'm getting out early or quickly today, I hope. There's been a lot of drama there, kind of a quick changing of the guard. It went one way, then went another. We'll see, it's all kind of up in the air right now. But every couple of years, like 2-3 years, something like this comes up. And it is the nature of, well, in this case, it is the nature of the place, but in a way, it's sort of the nature of a nonprofit organization, a quote-unquote charity, right? And this is actually a charity. So, it is the nature of the thing because you're dealing with people that feel passionate. You're dealing with people who often, like, because this is a secondary thing, and they get involved. See, when it comes to an organization like this, you'll get people who are attracted to this, who love animals right off the bat. They're also accomplished in life, because this tends to be a secondary thing that they're doing, either on the side or after they've retired, right? So these are people who often have histories that have informed them that they are accomplished people that can do things, right? In other words, they often have very strong opinions about how things should be handled. And rightfully so. But that causes clashing sooner or later. And you put that in with the usual issues that you might have with people, including health problems and, you know, personality issues or whatever, and you end up with, you know, periodic upheavals. And every organization, it doesn't have to be a nonprofit, every organization has them, and they're going through one right now, and no one's quite sure how it's gonna play out, but everyone has the place's best interest at heart, I believe. Those that still remain do. At any rate, that's drama going on, and it's a little tiresome, but it's not surprising. Okay, so, let's see. I decided to take a break in the Star Drifter role-playing game, the game sessions that I've been running. I already let the players know, and you know, because it's December and everybody has clashes and conflict issues. And we all have obligations. Every one of us have obligations. And I was like, this is crazy. You know, this is kind of crazy. Why am I trying to squeeze out one extra game? Something that's supposed to be fun and lighthearted, you know, trying to wedge this thing in, and it seemed stupid. So I thought, yeah, let's not do this. Why don't we just decide December's a write-off, and we'll pick it up fresh as daisies come January, right? So that's what I did. I sent it off, and, you know, everybody seems to think that's a pretty good idea. So, and I do. And you know what? I go through this every year. I think about the things that I want to do in December, and if they have anything at all to do with other people, inevitably it's a real hassle. And things get canceled, or they turn into just a coordination mess. It's stupid. I should just write off all of December. It seems expensive, right? You know, 1/12 of the year, you know, is kind of out of bounds when it comes to coming up with projects and ideas. But I think in the end, you know, what you're saving or what you're losing there, you're saving in stomach lining, you know? The lack of stress, right? Not adding to your stress, even in little ways. And even if it's for things that everybody's enjoying or wants to be part of, it's an added stressor. No need for that. Especially for something like this, which is just for laughs. It's just a game. It's just meant to be enjoyed, if possible. If possible, right? Would I love to be playing every week? Of course I would. But, you know, all things take, you know, if that were the case, though, I would still be looking at December in the same way, because the same problems would be occurring, only even more exacerbated, because you're expecting more from the people involved. So it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, taking an entire month off is expensive from a scheduling standpoint, but I think it's more than worth it. And time has taught me this. Only time, because you look at it on paper or in your head and it's like, that's crazy. Don't kill an entire month. You have so much that you could do this month, but inevitably it's not worth it. You know, and especially as you get older and the people around you are older, their obligations are greater. So it doesn't make any sense. And I think from this point forward, if I can remember this, and I task you, dear listener, to drop me a line and let me know that I said this, December's are write-offs, and I'm not going to schedule anything for December's from this point forward. So, heck, with Thanksgiving coming in at the end of November, an argument could be made that from mid-November on to the end of the year, it's a write-off. And I'll even entertain that conversation. Though I'm not willing to take that step just yet, but I'm willing to entertain that conversation, because it's not worth it. It's not worth the stress, even if it's a fun thing that everyone wants to do. It's not worth the stress. So that feels good, actually. That feels good. I don't have to think about anything like that. And that game would have happened over, there was going to be a game over the weekend, and there was going to be a game coming up in a couple of weeks, and it doesn't make any sense. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. So that, that feels good. And we'll just, you know, pick it up, because it's just a game. It's just meant to be fun. It's just meant to be fun. Okay, so that was something that came up and has been dealt with. The other problem, and it's one that I have not been able to get around, is ever since the game is done, ever since All He Surveys Volume 1 finished, I have been kind of climbing the walls looking for things to do. Well, one of those things that I have been doing is thinking in terms of fixing the front steps, right? That's a physical crafting thing, or, you know, hardware, whatever you want to call it, a physical thing that I'm no good at that I have to work on and hope I can get right. And I don't know. I have plans and schemes, and part of that today involves looking for tools that I know I have, but I don't know where they are, and assessing the materials that I have, because I have some wood in the shed that I think I'll be able to use, but I want to make sure I know how much there is. I think I need 15 feet of wood for the steps, because I want the steps to be at least 3 feet wide, and there's 5 of them, so that's 15 feet of wood, and I don't think I have that much. I have several long boards, but I don't think I have that much. But I, you know, I can see what I've got and then and go forward with it. And only then will I go and spend money on extra stuff, you know, because then I'll know what I have for materials. I'll know what else I need, and I'll also need things like fasteners, the hardware, you know, the, I'm going to use angle irons or like L brackets type things, not angle irons, but L brackets. And stuff like that. So I have to, you know, I'll know how much of those I need, and you know, wood for cross bracing and things like that. So today will be an assessment. I also have to do shopping after the shelter, real quick, like regular shopping, not shopping for them. So, and not a lot of that, because I don't have a long list, and I don't like to go in there without a list, because I end up buying a lot of crap we don't need and spending money we don't need to spend. So, but, I'm going to go in with my short list and try to stick to it while allowing a little bit of flexibility. That's what I shall be attempting to do. So anyway, yeah, I've been kind of crawling up the walls, and I have thrown out my moratorium on working on all these surveys and Star Drifter until the new year, because I just don't have enough to do. So what have I been doing? Well, I've mentioned the game board that I've been working on, and that is the Ultimate Dungeon Terrain that I put together for Star Drifter. And I call it the Star Drifter Ultimate Dungeon Terrain, because it is adapted to Star Drifter, and it has my own little tweaks on it. So Ultimate Dungeon Terrain, UDT, and Star Drifter Ultimate Dungeon Terrain, SUDT, okay? And if I talk about SUDT now or in the future, that's what I'm referring to, okay? So SUDT is coming along. Yesterday, now I had sprayed it with polyurethane about a week and a half ago, longer maybe, and that was only the top, right? And then I let that dry completely and cure completely, as far as I could tell. And yesterday, it was a mild day during the middle of the day, and today promises to be somewhat like that, though there's not much I can do right now. But I flipped it over and I sprayed the bottom really, really well. So the thing is entirely covered in polyurethane spray. But I am also, once the weather turns, and I'm probably going to have to wait until spring for this, but I'm also going to paint on a much heavier coating. I want this thing to be around for the ages. So, that's going to require mild weather, because I can't let that cure inside the house. And the weather gets too cold at night for that to really cure properly. So I'm going to wait until it's warmer. It may be months. It might be, we're in December, January, February, March, April, May. Maybe 4 or 5 months before I can actually get out there and put a really good coating on it and make this thing, you know, really, really strong and good with a nice solid coating. But what I've got is more than adequate for now and for, you know, reasonable use, not abusing it or anything like that. And that means that I am going to finally do an assessment video on this thing. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about how I built it. And then I'm going to show a demonstration of this thing in action and why I think it could be useful. Do I think this is, quote unquote, the truly ultimate terrain? I don't think so. I think it is kind of a Swiss Army knife terrain. This is a thing that you can use to reproduce most scenarios, right? You can reproduce most scenarios with this thing. But it's not necessarily the best at anything. It's the best at being everything. Let's put it that way. It can do whatever you want it to do, more or less. But is it as immersive as other styles? No. Is it as easy to understand as other styles? Like, like if you have a complex battle scenario set up, is it as easy to understand as other scenarios? No. So it doesn't do as well as other things in general, but it can do everything, right? So it is not ultimate. It is adaptable, right? Maybe I should change it from the ultimate dungeon terrain from, you know, Star Drifter ultimate dungeon terrain. Perhaps I should call it the Star Drifter adaptable terrain, right? Star Drifter adaptable terrain, SAT, S-A-T, baby, SAT. Star Drifter adaptable terrain. But no, I'm not going to call it that. That's stupid. There's no reason to give it its own name because it is nothing but a variation on a theme. I like it a lot, and I'm very happy I made it. And as I say, it's not actually done yet, and I will focus on it in the future. I think it would take... It takes a commitment, right? This thing could be your one-stop gaming board, right? The way I have it built, it's even less immersive than Professor Dungeon Master's version for D&D, right? Because at least with his, you know, he has gone to, you know, some serious effort to make the, you know, the floor tiles look like dungeon, you know, like stone, and or if it's an outdoor version, it to look like an outdoor setting, right? And there, some people have made dedicated dungeon terrain boards where it's like it's actually dedicated to, oh, I don't know, like an open meadow or an area with a river running through or something like that, right? You can make it as dedicated as you want, really, but it's less than that because I don't even include anything that would call to mind any kind of setting, right? The tiles, or hexes, we should say, the hexes are all color-coded to give you a sense of the zone that it's in, right? So everything is much more in the mind, right? But because there is a physical board there and you can put down tokens or figures if you have them on there, it's also not theater of the mind. It's kind of theater of the mind and a half, if that makes any sense, right? It's a setting or board that you can use to more or less produce theater of the mind type of combat scenarios or encounter scenarios. But you can also tell exactly where, you know, everyone is, and you can, you know, you can have a much more granular approach to the placement of the tokens or the figures. So it kind of enjoys both, right? It kind of enjoys both. You're only using it to figure out where everybody is. That's really the only reason you would use it. But in many cases, that's invaluable. You need to know that, especially if characters' lives are on the, you know, with combat, their lives are on the line. So, I think there's a great deal of potential for it, and I am going to do a lot of playtesting on my own at home before I try to introduce it to other people. But I am going to video part of that progress at the very least. And I'll let you know when any of that is up and consumable. At any rate, I guess that's it for today because I am at the shelter.